welcome to episode 6 of Anime Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is where we use anime movies sometimes.
I think that was it.
I don't know if that was the intro or not.
I'm pretty sure
that Sean went and loaded that earlier episode because for reasons.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. I was trying to pull the wiki up and I kept looking at the wrong side of the screen. All right, so we spawned.
We got
your name.
We got other, and yes. Then we got your name, yes.
Your name is a...
Otherwise, this would be a Lupin movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Is a Japanese animated romantic fantasy film produced by Comix and Wave Films, released by Toho, the Pixar, blah, 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 blah.
We're starting off strong with this
one. Oh, yeah. It came out in L.A. in 2016, and then theatrically came out late 2016, and United States was 2017.
Premise? Yeah, go right into the premise, I guess.
The premise is a little weird. A boy and a girl start switching bodies. That's kind of the early premise, then you find out a little more later on.
Yeah, that's not the whole premise, though. I mean, it kind of is, but it's more of a time travel story than it is
You don't realize it's time travel till halfway through, maybe more.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. We're kind of stumbling here in the beginning.
So this boy and girl start switching bodies. They live in different parts of Japan. One lives in Tokyo, one's in, like, the boonies. Very small town.
Yes.
And you know, they're kind of experiencing each other's lives for a little bit.
Yeah.
And every morning he wakes up and the girl's body's grabbing his tits. Which, I mean, obviously that's something that a boy would do, especially a teenager boy, but they did it somewhat tastefully. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was there for comedy's sake.
Yes, and it made me laugh a little.
Yeah, a little bit, but it got a little repetitive after a while. Yeah.
And the last time they did it was kind of fun. Because he was like, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to respect her. And then he starts doing it.
But he doesn't switch bodies every morning. I think it's like 2 or 3 days out of the week.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3 days of the week. And they're leaving notes for each other, you know, what to do and what not to do and stuff like that. But apparently she's 3 years in the past and he's in the future.
He's in the present?
Yeah.
One of them's in the present, right?
I guess he would be the present, yeah.
And we find out that she's 3 years in the past and that she's dead
in
the present.
Yes, because a comet
is passing by the Earth.
And they didn't expect it to break off like it did, and it crashed into the town and destroyed it.
Where everyone happened to be gathered, so a lot of people died.
So magic shenanigans happen, and he manages to connect with her again.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, the whole switching body thing is apparently a family line thing from their temple. Well, not temple, it's like their family shrine, that's it. Because, like, her grandmother, who's the pseudo-head of the shrine, explains that happened to her mom and it happened to her.
Yeah, the girl is. The girl's family. I thought you meant the girl and guy was related. It's like, I don't think that's how that works.
But, yeah, so apparently, for a while I thought it was connected to the comet, that for some reason it was passing by and, it, you know, did engage this body switcheroo. But apparently it's just a family line, bloodline thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some sort of psychic shrine thing.
All I know is if he drinks her spit and manages to, like, reconnect with her. And
the last time they connect, he starts looking up, like, because they haven't connected again in a while, and he starts looking up what happened and all that.
Well,
and
yeah,
she's like, oh, she's dead.
Because they were connected. They started connecting, like, a week before the comet hits, and then it's up to the comic, then the comic hit, and she's dead, and so they lose connection. But he remembers their sacred shine because he was in the body when it happened, which is coincidental. That happened to be on that day. But whatever. It's a movie.
Yeah.
And so he reconnects, and then they manage to pool their resources together and make sure everyone survives the comet, so she's not dead.
Well, most people survived. Not everyone was listening to them.
Oh, that's true,
too. But they saved a lot of lives.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, that was the premise.
That was essentially the premise. So, when he's searching for her, he doesn't know that it's in the past yet, but they haven't reconnected.
Right. I mean, she actually goes to Tokyo at one point.
Yes.
And meets him.
She figures it out, but not really.
Really, but she doesn't really... But yeah, because she goes in the... It's the past, and it hasn't happened for him yet.
So she meets him on a subway, and he's like, huh? Who are you?
Right.
And then she leaves. She leaves him with a ribbon.
This was not the story I was expecting going into this.
Yeah, what did you think it was going to be?
When I saw Body's gender swap thing, I thought it was going to be like...
Oh, yeah.
Something...
Typical.
Yeah, typical and weird. Like, you know, they fall for each other and they're different bodies or some shit like that. or, you know,
a lot more sexual.
Well, that, or, you know, they decide they want to be the other gender or something like that, or, you know, something like typical and thing. This was actually really interesting.
Yeah, it's a good story, you know, well written for sure.
And it's a little tragic, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even besides the characters, because once the connection's gone, these two people don't remember each other's name.
Yes, so the last time they have their connection, he starts slowly forgetting things, but he's also searching for it. He doesn't know that she's 3 years in the past yet. He eventually finds the town, finds the wreckage, and then he knows that she's dead. And then he's slowly forgetting, and then bam, he forgets everything.
And yeah, and they both forget everything. And the last thing, I forget which one writes it on the other's hand saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. And they kind of fall for each other in these kind of ways. I mean, I guess if you take over someone's life and get to know someone on that level, it's bound to happen. But then you forget it, and then there's this empty feeling. You're just searching.
Yeah, so he's just searching. He can't find anything. And why did he go to the shrine?
Because he remembered that he went to the shrine with the sister and the grandmother, and that's where the grandmother has told him about, you know, this is the netherworld, and this is a connection spot, and this is a piece of who they are, because, you know, sake was made from rice and saliva.
Yeah.
And it was like that, so he drank her, so that's why I said.
Yeah, but, like, my point is, like, he was forgetting everything, and he pretty much forgot everything, and then something triggered, and he wanted to go there. I forget what it was. But he goes there, and because it's the shrine of the family and all that, we're talking about, like, the bloodline and the shrine and all that, he drinks the sake that she made 3 years ago and triggers the swap.
The swap again, yes, and manages to save everybody.
And he remembers when he swaps, it's the pass into her body that, hey, I gotta save these people.
Yeah, the comet's gonna hit, and then the final act is him at first, and then she gets the information, and her own body's gotta try and save the town. Mm-hmm. Which they managed to do.
Yeah, there's a couple fun things, like he's in her body when they're saving the town with a friend, two friends of theirs, a girl and a boy, and they're like, yeah, let's bomb the power grid so we can enact the emergency response speakers, apparently, and then tell everyone to get the fuck out of this one spot of town where they're all going to die. Uh-huh. And it was just kind of funny, they turned into terrorists.
Yeah, a little bit, they broke a lot of laws. I mean, but what else are you gonna do? I mean,
yeah. I mean, your children, you gotta
well,
older children, but still children. You gotta
do something.
Move a whole town.
I mean, I don't think I would have went that far.
Yeah,
but I mean, they had access to explosives because of
the boy worked in a mine or something like right?
The boy's dad owned a construction site.
That for some reason they're using bombs
because, you know, they bring down buildings and stuff to rebuild new stuff.
Yeah, like once every 40 years.
Yeah, but they have to have that stuff stocked somewhere. And it's a small boonie town, so, you know, they probably do have it there.
Well, that didn't bother me too much, but whatever.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, it was a little strange that they decided to go domestic terrorism, but...
But it was well written. There's a couple jokes here and there that land fairly well. Some of them don't, but whatever.
Yeah, no, some of it's, you know, the comedy's never really comedy. And,
yeah. So. But overall, it was pretty good. They end up, he ends up saving her, but then they forget everything.
Yeah. And it was,
but they're still kind of searching and looking.
So when they cut, like, well, I don't know if they cut, like, dude, they cut 5 years in the future for him.
Was it 5 years?
Yeah, because he's out of school and stuff.
Well, I didn't know what year of school he was in.
Well, I think they actually said 5 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see that. I knew he was definitely out of school. That's for sure. Because he's in a suit looking for jobs and stuff.
Yeah, because all the other characters from the town are adults now, so it's definitely
been some time. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it only been 5 years for them and 3 years for him, now that I'm thinking about it.
That makes sense. Well, two for him.
Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, so he's looking for a job, and some of the people from the town, the kids, essentially, that were the terrorists, were all there. The main girl that he swaps with, and then the two friends. And they bump into each other after a little while, and they find each other. And then, end movie.
Well, you say that, but it's not really what happens, because... We lose track of her after a while. Because she no longer becomes the main character. The boy becomes the main character. Yes. Because the first part of it was all her, and then it becomes him. Mm. Which they divided nicely up between the two protagonists. But, so, he's, trying to get into, construction jobs or architectural jobs.
I think it was architect type stuff. I wasn't quite sure, because but something like that.
He wants to build, the city thing to make things to help people.
Something that he'll enjoy or whatever.
But it's like a there's something missing in his life. And yeah. It's very, very...
So that was what I meant by the searching. Like, he's still looking for her, but he doesn't know why or how.
Right, and you get the impression that she's the same way, and then they just happen to see each other. Well, they pass each other a couple times.
Yes.
And then they see each other on trains, and then they...
But passing trains.
Passing trains. So they get off and start running in the opposite directions, and when they finally come across each other, they're like...
Well, oh, they're like, oh, wait.
Wait.
I can't just... jump in this person's arms. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, and maybe this is wrong. And so they decide they're going to pass. And then he's like, do I know you? What's your name? And then it ends there. Which is cute. But, you know, they may never get those memories back and stuff like that.
I would assume that they don't. But they're quote-unquote meant for each other. And it'll work out from this point on.
You can assume that. But
I assume that, yeah.
I just think it's a little tragic, honestly.
Yeah, it definitely is tragic.
Because you lose all those memories. And then there's this longing. And even if you find that person, there's still that piece of you missing.
Maybe. I don't think they'll focus on that so much. Because they found the piece that was... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's weird stuff like that. So who knows?
Yeah.
And it's not like there's a sequel or anything that dives into any of that.
I chalk it up to them. Being happy together.
That's at this because point on. You're an eternal optimist, Sean.
Am I?
more than I am.
Look, I enjoyed it. The writing's good. The voice acting's decent. The art's good.
You've seen this before, though, right?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
So this is the second time you've seen anything different from the first viewing?
So the first time, I thought them switching bodies was because of the comet. I just missed the whole part about the family bloodline thing.
Oh, okay.
And this time I caught that. But other than that, no.
No. And you didn't regret
it was enjoyable on a second watch.
You didn't regret watching it a second time?
No, not at all. I wouldn't mind watching it again, but after seeing it twice, like you kind of got all the viewing out of it.
That's what I mean. Slice of Life, I don't ever see as being rewatchable, because once you know the story, it kind of takes a part of what makes it great out of it.
That's fair.
That's why
it was definitely it. But also, it was 5 years in between me watching it. That's so right. I think given enough time, it could still be enjoyable.
It depends.
Like a nostalgia type thing.
It depends on your memory.
Depends on your memory, and I think it depends on whether or not you really liked it.
Because I will remember the story regardless of 5 years or 10 years or not, because my memory is just that sharp. But you...
I remember this story.
But you forget all the everything else about it. So, yeah, I mean... It was a good movie. Yeah.
I put this one and the one with the deaf girl in like the same type of tier. They were both really good movies. I enjoyed them both.
I actually think this one's better than that
one. I think this one is better than that one. But like, I mean, like in the same type of space of movies.
Yeah, they're great.
They felt very similar, even though they're different movies.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess what are you giving it?
Probably an 8.
I was actually leaning towards a 9.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's a good score.
Because I don't really have anything to complain about. I mean, it's little small gripey things that keeps it from
a
10.
Well, it's just a romance. You know, Yeah, it's essentially a rom-com type thing, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not necessarily what I want to watch.
I mean, I don't mind watching them at all.
Neither do I.
Like I said, I would rather watch this than some of the animes we've watched. Mm.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it.
It was decent.
Yeah.
All right, guys, next episode.
And we spun last week, so
yes, we did.
We're doing X-Men.
2011.
Because we got my choice, and after Spin Another, and I was like, it wasn't even a matter of a choice. I knew exactly.
Well, there was also like three choices.
There was two left.
You didn't have much of a choice, right?
Well, it was two left because we got that puppet one, remember?
And that's not an actual anime. Yeah. So next time we only need to spin. We'll spin on one choice.
Nah, we'll probably just do it like we did with Queensblade and just get it done.
Yeah, alright guys, next episode.
Bye. Next time.